You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach, is back with me to talk about what this week, Aisling?
Blood oranges.
What's a blood orange?
So it's like a regular orange, but I suppose it's a mutation of a regular orange, but it has this beautiful crimson ruby red colour in it. People sometimes describe them as being a cross between an orange and a raspberry or an orange and a cranberry in terms of flavour. Yeah, so there's a season for them, right? Everything has a season. And I suppose one of the things we talk about so often here is how do you get the most delicious version of a food, but the most nutrient-dense version of that food? You eat it when it's in season.
So when is the season for blood oranges?
Really small. Like it's December to April in
Ireland. Okay.
So they come kind of Italy, Spain, California, Florida. They're really limited in terms of where they come from. And again, like I said, it's that season. So sometimes when we see Christmas recipes, we see blood orange kind of popping up.
Okay.
Actually, they're kind of difficult enough to get in December. But this time of year, February, March, April, like peak time for blood oranges. And sometimes they've been kind of the remit of the restaurant chef, you know, when you kind of go out and you see a blood orange granita or blood orange panna cotta. But we don't tend to bring them into our kitchens at home. And we should.
Why should we? What's good about them?
Huge amount of vitamin C in them. 130% of your recommended daily ounce of vitamin C in them. And like we've heard so much about vitamin C for immunity, vitamin C for skin. Like you don't buy a skin cream anymore when it had been loaded with vitamin C for
skin. Oh yeah, all my skin cream way down with vitamin C.
Vitamin C, there you go. So just eat a blood orange instead. I'm going to tell you something, right? So we have two blood oranges in front of us.
Yes.
One is a really blood orange looking colour. So it's quite crimson red on the outside.
Yes.
And the other one looks more like a basic orange.
Yes.
You're going to cut into both of them.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me which one has the most beautiful crimson blood orange colour on the inside.
Oh, wow. Okay,
there
it's the other one. So it's counterintuitive. The orange on the outside is red on the inside and vice versa.
And the red on the outside is only orange looking on the inside. So I've made a couple of gorgeous recipes for us
today. Will these taste like?
Well, have a taste and see. So they're a little bit less tart, less sour. You know sometimes when you eat an orange, it gets you right at the back of your jaw and you're like, and you kind of do that eek face. So they're a little bit sweeter, a little bit, like they're juicy, they're lovely, but you get that little tartness, almost like if you ate a little bit of raspberry with a little bit of orange.
Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they?
They're beautiful.
Yeah, really nice.
Smaller than an orange.
I think because of the colour, I'm expecting it to be grapefruity.
Yeah.
And kind of you're waiting to wince.
I know. And you don't love grapefruit.
I'm not. No, not unless you'd absolutely cover it in sugar.
I know, yeah. So that's why this is much better. The other thing you'll notice when you eat them, they have way less seeds or teeny tiny seeds.
Okay.
They're almost invisible. Like you don't even know. You know as opposed to...
Yeah.
You see them,
I know.
You kind of
spitting
eat a
it
bit
out into your hand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really, really like that. And look, they're incredibly versatile again in terms of the recipes that we can use them in. And that goes for any citrus kind of from that culinary point of view. Like why do we use citrus when we're cooking? Salt is a flavour enhancer. So it'll bring out the flavour of whatever you're doing. Citrus tends to like make things ping and sing. You know, it's like light and shade in a painting. It's like high notes and low notes in music. It's like perfume has a base note, a middle note, a top note. So it brings that ping to something when you cook.
Okay.
It will cut through the richness of something. It'll add this extra layer, particularly if you've made something too sweet. Balance it out with just a little squeeze of lemon juice, and that'll kind of bring back that sweetness. So there's loads of culinary. You just want to eat.
I'm looking at the food. Yeah, what have we got?
Okay, we've got, this is one of my favourites, particularly this time of year. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, you presented an entire serving bowl to me.
I know, you got the whole bowl. It's a duck salad.
Okay.
So it's a crispy duck salad with a blood orange dressing. So blood orange and sesame dressing, to be exact. This is a walk in the park for a recipe. It's so easy, but for this time of year, it's so impressive looking, but so much flavour. And like, we wheels are kind of heading towards those lighter dishes, but the duck is so rich. You don't feel
that is so good.
Like it's a salad. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
So these are those two confit duck legs that we've spoken about before. We did them with the beautiful kind of red wine lentils a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you just take them out of the packet, put them on the tray in the oven, 20 minutes, you know, cook as per packet instructions. Drain off the fat. A ton of fat will come off them. Drain that into a little jam jar. Save that for your roasties for the weekend.
Oh yeah, lovely.
And then you just shred up the fat. Now, I was conscious of your heart and I didn't put all the lovely crispy duck fat in. I put half though. So I kind of shredded it up so it's really nice and crispy, and I kind of dotted it throughout so you get that lovely little crispy bits as you go.
Well, I am a man of a certain age. Gotta watch my heart.
Gotta watch the heart. Into that then I put ribbons of carrot. It's a lovely way to do a carrot. Just top and tail it, peel off the skin, and then with your veggie peeler, your potato peeler, you just peel ribbons of carrots. So none of this is cooked. Every veggie in there is raw.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, so there's nothing cooked. So that's why I said it's so easy. So you've got your ribbons of carrot, you've got your lovely little mange too that I just, again, it's a lovely tip for presentation. If you cut them down the middle, the really kind of big plump ones, when you pop them open in half, you can see all the little peas. So they look really, really nice. Radish and duck always pair really nice. Radish and blood orange pair really nice. The only thing I didn't put in there was an avocado. And actually an avocado would have been really nice in there because again, that creaminess with the kind of tang and the sharpness of the blood orange would have been lovely. So you could add that in. Then the dressing. The dressing is so easy. So again, I use my jam jars for everything. Wash out jam jars, keep them. Squeeze the juice of a blood orange into the jam jar.
Spilling on my legs.
Noodles are flying everywhere.
See my shirt? I coughed into a coffee mug earlier.
I see it all across the
shirt. Yeah.
Oh, no.
All across the shirt.
Well, I'm not responsible for that. I'm the noodle mess today. The dressing, yeah. So blood orange, honey, soy sauce, fish sauce.
Okay, sorry. Would you say blood orange, honey, soy sauce, fish sauce? Okay,
a little bit of sesame oil.
Yeah.
And then 2 teaspoons of sesame seeds. And sesame seeds have that, we've spoken so often about umami, this depth of savoury flavour. And sesame seeds have that so much. So get in sesame seeds anywhere you can. So the sesame seeds went in, a little bit of chili. Go as much as you want a little chili. Grate in a little bit of garlic. You could put in a little bit of ginger. Ginger pairs beautifully with blood orange. Rhubarb pairs beautifully with blood orange as well. And then I use rice noodles. So you can use any noodles you want, but I think rice noodles work really well with this dish. It's kind of Vietnamese style.
Yeah, okay.
And then the finishing touches. So make your salad up. So you've got your noodles, blanch those off. Noodles go in. Carrot goes in, edamame, radish, crispy duck. Toss your dressing, toss everything together, and then finish it with mint and coriander.
That's lovely.
Isn't it?
It's so good.
Yeah. They're just your two really bright, zingy kind of herbs at the end.
I'm going to eat all of this out of the serving bowl.
I sure do. Save the rest for later.
Yeah, that is so good.
It is lovely.
Anyway, you've got other stuff. I better not eat it all now.
You can come back to it because I know you're not the biggest fan of probably desserts.
I'm spilling more noodles.
Ah, Jesus.
Right. I better stop.
Park the noodles for a minute. Okay, we're going to move on to cake.
Right.
You cut a slice. So I've presented you with the entire cake. We won't eat the entire cake. Look, I suppose, you know, we're starting to see those brighter, lighter days. So this is a blood orange and passion fruit cake. Really simple. I love a sponge cake or some sort of a Madeira cake, I suppose, that takes little or no mixers or beating, that you can almost just do in a bowl, really handy. Old kind of, almost like grandmother style. So
it's lovely, yeah.
Isn't it really nice?
Yeah, really nice.
So the sponge is basically spreadable margarine. That's the secret to not having to use. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, like a Solero in the cake.
I know, I love it. I love it. It's that passion fruit curd. I did try and find a blood orange curd. And then I did have a moment of going, I'll make blood orange curd. And I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of just checked myself and I went, I don't have the time for that.
Yeah.
I didn't. You know, when I retire, I'm going to be a woman who's happily going to be making like curds and giving them as Christmas presents to loads of people. This week, I just didn't have the time. So I found my best alternative that I could, which is passion fruit curd. So there's layers of that in there. You could use a lemon curd, but the passion fruit is lovely. The cake. You've got your spreadable margarine, you've got your sugar, you've got your vanilla, your flour, your eggs. So it's a really simple one.
Yeah.
But instead of a classic Madeira having four eggs, we use two eggs and then 125 mils of a live yogurt. So live natural yogurt. So again,
so that's what makes it a Madeira cake. You take out the eggs and add in the yogurt.
No, a Madeira would have only the eggs.
Oh, sorry.
Not the yogurt. So the yogurt makes it a little bit more moist, a little bit, not necessarily lighter, but more moist, I think.
It'll
keep it lovely and fresh. And again, like we're talking live natural yogurt, gut health. If we can get it in, like let's do that. The other thing is, if you're ever turning up anywhere to an event or you want to bring a cake, it's a bit like the turkey at Christmas. People always talk about, well, was the turkey dry or was it moist?
Mm.
And there's that thing with cakes as well. Whereas if you have a lovely moist cake, it actually doesn't matter how you baked it or how good or how bad you are at baking cakes. The yogurt is the secret to making the cake moist no matter what. So I think that works. Then there's, so in the cake, there's actually the juice of the blood orange and there's the zest of the blood orange as well in there. And then on top, we just segmented some lovely blood oranges and then it's a little glacé icing, which is Greek yogurt, or sorry, it's the live natural yogurt or Greek yogurt. You could use icing sugar and blood orange juice again.
Lovely. Really, really nice. Got more dessert though.
Yeah. Rice pudding.
Double dessert. Rice pudding.
What are your thoughts on rice pudding?
I like rice pudding.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I like rice pudding, yeah.
It's quite nostalgic, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think I said this before. My granddad wouldn't eat rice with a dinner now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he just... Because when they grew up, people didn't eat rice with dinner. Rice came as a rice pudding. So younger people think, well, what was
rice
wrong
for
with
dessert?
Him? But to him, it'd be like us having ice cream with your roast dinner in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, it was that... It just made no sense to him.
Okay, so this is a slow cooker coconut rice pudding.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm. Coconut is so good in it.
Yeah, with a little bit of a blood orange syrup and then at the very base of the glass, there's blood orange jelly.
Oh, let me get down to that.
Now, that's a layer you probably can do without at home if you're going to make this recipe. It's slightly, you know, it's just an extra layer, but I'll talk you through it. So there is the...
Oh, sorry, I'm using a fork.
Spoon if you want to spoon.
Actually, just subtly... Well, not that subtle. Subtle if you're at home and you can't see. Shove
the
dessert
fork into the
me.
Spoon.
Stop eating that with a fork. Will you?
One of the things people hate about rice pudding is the fact that when you bake it in the oven, it sticks to your dish.
Okay.
And whoever the poor human is in the kitchen cleaning up, they're scrubbing this dish while everyone else is sitting down with their feet up eating their dessert. Or you have to soak it for about a day to get all of
this. I'm a big believer in the soaking.
Are you leaving
things I love leaving things to soak.
Oh, no. I hate that now. No, I have no time.
A bit of cold water, rinse it off.
And it's done?
Done.
We should not just shove it straight in the dishwasher. Isn't that what the dishwasher's for? A good soak first.
Good soak first. Yeah.
It is proper practice. And I'm sure your dishwasher will probably survive longer than mine will. The rice pudding. It is 1 cup of arborio rice. So the easiest way to buy it is that's your risotto rice. It's what's sold in supermarkets is your risotto rice.
Okay.
1 cup of that to 1 tin of coconut milk, 1 tin of regular milk. So fill that up with regular milk. You could use cream if you wanted or regular milk. A little bit of vanilla, little sprinkle of brown sugar. So my slow cooker has like a non-stick film, like a, you know, a Teflon kind of thing on the inside, which means that it literally just falls straight out of it. So it stays incredibly creamy, rich, no burning. Now, some people love the crispy bits on the edge. You don't get that with this.
No.
But it's really nice. And then when it's finished, I just sprinkle in some desiccated coconut and the desiccated coconut goes in. And then, like I said, the syrup is blood orange, a little bit of corn flour and water. And then you pop in your segments again. But it's a lovely twist.
It is. Really, really nice. We have a drink as well. What is this?
A little spritz to finish.
Okay.
So this is blood orange and ginger.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little non-alcoholic alternative. I'm always looking for nice, interesting non-alcoholic alternatives.
Nice summer day drink now.
Actually, here, give it a stir because what's happened is it's just been sitting for a second and I can't be tolerating you looking at not drinking it just right. So...
All right, okay.
The blood orange all sat on the bottom. So all the blood orange juice
So all
on the
I'm
bottom.
Drinking is ginger ale.
Yeah. And what happened was I didn't bring my shaker, my cocktail shaker. I should have shaken it. So I'm going to tell you what's in there. There is the juice of one whole blood orange. There is, you know, the San Pellegrino.
Lovely.
They do a blood orange fizzy, like drink.
Yes.
Little drop of that. And then Poachers, who are down in Wexford, do mixers like soda water, tonic water, all that stuff. They have a ginger with a little hint of chili.
Yes.
So that's really nice in that.
That is really, really good.
It's really refreshing and really, really nice. And that ginger with the hint chili is lovely in a little drop of whiskey as well.
Yeah, lovely summer day drink. if you have people coming and they were driving
yeah.
as well involved and they wanted to drink something nice, that's a delicious option.
Really nice. So the blood oranges, they're really interesting, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they are really interesting and lots of delicious recipes as always. And as always, Aisling would have some of them online. So if you look for Aisling Larkin on social media channels, you'll find her there. She'll be back here with us the same time next week. Aisling, pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own. With full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.